20 feet below the streets of downtown Houston, there's a network of tunnels connecting the basement levels of the office towers, hotels, and parking garages that stud the city skyline. These subterranean passageways allow thousands of downtown workers and visitors to move from building to building in air-conditioned comfort, free from Houston's oppressive heat and humidity. Maps are posted at intervals, but it's easier to follow directional and exit signs as though you were on a freeway. The earliest Houston tunnels were built in the late 1920s, according to Sandra Lord, who conducts tours of the system. Typically, they ran only from Building A to Building B. By the late 1960s, real estate developers saw that they could link these isolated segments to create a network. Now, it's possible to walk more than 6 miles below ground, or in some cases, above the streets on pedestrian bridges in downtown Houston. Restaurants, coffee bars, hair salons, business services, and convenience shopping are clustered around elevator cores at basement level. There's even a tunnel-level public square patterned on a mall food court that connects to the above-ground Main Street Square in the middle of downtown. The tunnel system is open weekdays from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. The tunnels are owned and managed by the owners of the buildings above them. Their designs vary. The oldest are mere corridors, about 6 feet wide. Those built since the 1970s are twice as wide. They're also sleek and refined, with granite paving, occasional backlit advertising displays, and spotlit shop and restaurant interiors that match the look and feel of the building lobbies above. Critics of the tunnel system say they segregate downtown space between the haves in the tunnels and the have-nots on the streets. No matter their pros and cons, the tunnels are a fixture of Houston urban life, an underground city within the city that makes the downtown experience spatially distinctive and cool.